With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, December 13th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Last night, the Galen Catholic basketball teams hosted Harris Lake Park for a couple of Warrego Conference basketball matchups. The Galen girls started off the night by falling in a close 45-38 decision to the Wolves, and Galen struggled right off the blocks, trailing 11-0 to open the game and only putting up 13 points in the entire first half. Head coach Brandon Checker says the girls just could not get things going to open the game.
We looked lethargic the first half, especially the first quarter. Second quarter was a little bit better. We're a better team than this, and for some reason we just don't have that belief right now. It's one of those things. I keep telling the girls it's like quicksand.
Yeah.
When one thing goes wrong, we've talked about that.
Yep.
When a couple things start going wrong, now we've had a couple losses that I feel we could have won, and it's like quicksand, and these girls have it in their head, and so we have a hard time coming out.
The Jays then clawed back to tie the game at 38 apiece late in the game, thanks to a strong defensive effort. Coach Checker says the Jays just need some offensive help to help balance that out.
For the most part, our defense isn't bad. We still have mental breakdowns where we're allowing them easy buckets. But credit to Harris Lake Park. Every time they needed a shot, every time we would get close, get to a couple points or even tie them up, they'd come down here and hit a three. You know, it was... So credit the other team and knocking down shots when they need to. But, yeah, we got to pick it up on the defensive end, especially when the offense isn't working.
And Galen's now on a six-game losing skid, sitting at 1-8 on the season with a few losses in there, and which could go the other way. The Jays host Hartley Melvin Sanborn, on Friday. And Coach Checker says it's time to keep busy and get to work on improving things.
I don't know what else to do except get in the gym and continue to work. And hopefully we'll finally get past that, start out a game a little bit on the other side of things, and then start building some confidence going into Christmas.
And Galen's now 0-3 in the Warrego Conference. Harris Lake Park improved to 3-4. They are also 3-0 in conference play. The Galen boys were able to pick up their second win in a row with a 59-48 victory over the Wolves to cap off the night. Galen Catholic started off the night on the right foot by outscoring Harris Lake Park 18-8 in the opening frame. Head coach Ryan Wilchin says the Jays were ready for their press, making them have the upper hand early.
The first quarter, they came out pressing, which we worked on. We've been working hard on that the last couple weeks, and the boys executed very well. We knew they'd come up and try to deny the inbounds pass, so we really worked on getting it over the top, and they really passed through it nice, and then Carson did a nice job finishing down below.
Yeah, and it was clear early on that Carson Arns was the kid to go to all night for the Jays. He had 8 points in the first quarter and had 16 points for the game, but got into some foul trouble later in the first half. That, coupled with a change in defense from Harris Lake Park, made things difficult in the second quarter, keeping things close heading into the half.
They switched to a man-to-man defense on us the second quarter. Compound that with Carson being out.
Yeah.
They kind of controlled the middle a little bit on us with their two big guys.
And the Jays have now won back-to-back games under their new head coach for the first time ever, improving to 3-4 overall and 2-1 in the Warrego Conference. Coach Wilchin says to make it a three-game winning streak, the Jays need to step up their defense to continue to have success.
I don't think our defense was the best tonight. We're going to go back and work. We had a decent practice last night, but we kind of went through it real quick. So we're going to hit defense a little bit harder tomorrow night. Keep passing the ball. We're getting better at getting post-entry passes. Once we continue to do that, Carson's going to get the draw some defense. The kickouts are there. That's going to create some space for Landon and Trevor and Jackson on the drives.
And Galen Catholic now hosts Hartley Melvin Sanborn on Friday. Harris Lake Park falls to 1-3 and 1-2 in the Warrego Conference. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports scores and results from yesterday. These can be found on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. That's at KLEM1410.com. Starting in Warrego Conference girls basketball, where 11th-ranked Hinton rolled over MMCRU 62-13, the final score. Blackhawks get another nice showing from Bailey Bouvey on the offensive end. She had 19 points. Carlin Kovarna tacked on another 13. Akron Westfield keeps on winning. The Westerners defeated Hartley Melvin Sanborn last night 58-42. Trinity Christian took down South O'Brien 42-26. And a non-conference matchup saw George Little Rock beat Adrian Ellsworth 61-50. In the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's girls basketball gets back onto the right track, defeating Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln in a home contest 64-42. Four Bulldogs scored in double figures, led by Jalen Marino's 15 points, Meta Scovid 13, Zoe Whitcup tacked on 11, and Sarah Brown also had 10 points. 10th-ranked Sioux City East beat Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson in a dominant showing, 57-17. 7th-ranked Bishop Heedland more than doubled up Sergeant Bluff Luton, 60-28. And 15th-ranked Sioux City West had no problem with Sioux City North, 72-41. In the Western Valley Conference, it was 6th-ranked Westwood rolling over Lawton Bronson, 70-30. 12th-ranked MVAOCOU took it to Woodbury Central, 79-41. And West Monona, they beat Ridgeview last night, 60-47. In boys basketball in the War Eagle Conference, Akron Westfield looks really good to start the year. The Westerners demolish Hartley Melvin Sanborn 66-20. Hinton won an emotional contest with MMCRU. It was the first game back for the Royals boys basketball team after losing their freshman player in Boston Culling. Still a strong showing for the Royals, even with a loss in a very tough situation all around. The Blackhawks defeated the Royals in a tight one, 47-43. Coach Kuchel posted on Twitter that the team fought hard and shed some tears in the locker room after the game. We understand why. It's still a very strong showing for the Royals in a situation that just was terrible to go through. And again, we are still thinking of the MMCRU community after the contest. Hinton was led offensively by Carver DeGrody at 17 points with 2 rebounds, went 5 of 8 from the 3-point arc. Logan Kempema nearly had a double-double, had 9 points and 8 rebounds in a hard-fought contest. 8th-ranked South O'Brien beat up on Trinity Christian last night in War Eagle Conference boys basketball by a 78-22 final score. And George Little Rock beat up on Adrian Ellsworth of Minnesota, 74-39. In the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's community continues to struggle. The Bulldogs are 0-4 to start MRAC play. They lost last night, 75-54. Good to see Wanding Hosniang get things going again. He had 10 points to lead the Bulldogs offensively. Top-ranked Bishop Heedland won a tight one over Sergeant Bluff Luton, 50-45. Sioux City East, good battle here with Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 81-71 win for the Black Raiders last night. And Sioux City North, they took down Sioux City West, 71-53. To Western Valley Conference boys basketball, where Kingsley Pearson River Valley had zero problem with Siouxland Christian, 72-20. MVAOCOU wins a close one with Woodbury Central, 49-44. Lawton Bronson, they took down Westwood. That was a close one, too, 62-58. And Ridgeview, they win one over West Monona by 14 points, 51-37. Also on the scoreboard yesterday in boys wrestling, Lamar's Community and Akron Westfield, part of a triangular, also featuring MVAOCOU, and this triangular taking place at Akron Westfield. Well, the Westerners, I guess they feel pretty good on their home mats, as they were able to go 2-0, defeating the Bulldogs in the first contest there, 52-24 in a duel, and then Akron Westfield beat MVAOCOU as well, 54-24. And with all the injuries that Lamar's community has been going through, it's good to see them get a win every now and then in dual play. This was their third win of the dual schedule, as they beat MVAOCOU last night, 42-27. So 2-0 record for Akron Westfield, 1-1 record for Lamar's community, aka a perfect triangular for Plymouth County, all wins going to area teams. You can check out all those scores and results. They're up on our website at KLAM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter as well for up to date sports news. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.